Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is episode 1213A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, those are great guests, and we have one lined up for you today. But let's get into, at first, the latest medical news of the week. Our sponsors are LifeFirstNaturals.com, LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and that thing that has hit the blogosphere, DiResQ, D-I-A-R-E-S-Q. D is the capital, the R is the capital, and the Q of DiResQ shows that when you increase your dose of Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound, or similar drugs, those GLP-1s, that in fact, this takes care of or relieves, that's what the blogosphere says, the symptoms of the increased nausea or diarrhea or vomiting. Now, that's blogosphere, not randomized controlled trials. On the other hand, they do have randomized controlled trials of where their Truebiotics and their Bovine Colostrum should be used and why I use them routinely. In addition, the other sponsor is LongevityPlaybook.com, LongevityPlaybook.com. They always have great newsletters that's free, newsletter every Tuesday, and there's 250 words, which is the summary of a great and important event in medicine and what it means to you. That's a very important thing, but in fact, the cartoons seem to get even more attention and more writing to us. That's a kind of a lot of fun that the cartoon gets so much attention on Longevity Playbook. And this week's is, what do snacks have to do with your sleep? And of course, the cartoon actually involves the sleep age test. How old are you based on your sleeping? That's at longevityplaybook.com. But now let's get to the subject matter at hand, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. This one is not a Roizen rule for a younger you that we're starting out with, but rather a wellness foreplay tip, and that is walking soccer. Yeah, move over, pickleball. The next sport trends for older athletes looks like it may be walking soccer. It's kind of fun that you can modify a sport like happened when tennis moved into pickleball and still retain the excitement, participation, and especially the health benefits. And this is whether you're a soccer veteran or a newbie, the rules are designed to protect you from endless running, head injuries, or strained or torn muscles and tendons, while retaining some of the competitive fun. You can guess it's not 11 on 11, but is 6 on 6. No jogging or running. 1 foot must be on the ground at all time. All free kicks are indirect, and the ball must never go in the air above the height of your head. There are only 6 people on the field for each team, and the field is smaller than the regulation one, and matches last 60 minutes, not 90 minutes. As for the health benefits, well, any type of physical activity is good for you, but this one found that for guys 50 and older who had osteoarthritis of the knee, hypertension, or type 2 diabetes, playing the game for 2 hours a week for 12 weeks, reduced body mass, reduced total body fat, and improved social connections. So if you want to find out more, there's the WFA Guide to Playing Walking Football. You can Google WFA Guide to Playing Walking Football. It's probably Walking Football Association. In any case, it'll make you younger, and that's our story, that is the Wellness Foreplay Story of the Week. This is a Roizen rule for a younger you, that is, are you carrying around the increased risk for Parkinson's and dementia? In this study, they looked at 400,000 folks, average age 56, followed them for 9 years, and found those with the most belly fat had the highest increased risk for both Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. It was between a 15 and 20% increase, so not huge, but it does show inflammatory mediators matter. This one is a peculiar one. We know that too much salt is bad for you. How much do Americans have? Well, they should have 1,500 milligrams. Take out your pencil and write down, or pen, and write down what you think they have. I'll give you 2 seconds while I take a gulp of good old-fashioned coffee. Black coffee, that is, healthy. And what's the answer? Well, the answer is interesting in that the average American in this study, which is of 16 million adults, it turned out it was 4,800 milligrams, more than three times as much. For every 1,000 milligrams more, there was a 10% increased risk of developing atopic dermatitis. So that if you've got, instead of 1,500, you're at 4,800, 30% increase, you're at over 6,000, and fast food is loaded with it, as are cold cuts, frankfurters, soups, tacos, burritos, pizza, bread and rolls, baked goods, chicken nuggets. What's the increase? If you were at 6,000 or more, you had a 70% increased risk of atopic dermatitis. That's that scratchy, itchy feeling in your skin. What can you do? Well, opt for a plant-based diet free of processed and fast foods, and substitute potassium salt, not sodium, potassium salt, for 2/3 of your table salt, which is normally sodium chloride, in the shaker. And that's one of the strong benefits of avoiding sodium. You avoid the itchy skin. Now, there's also another story this week about skin, and this is a Roizen rule for a younger you. Get your omega-3. That is, acne isn't just a problem for teens, although 85% of teens and adults, young adults, contend with it. It affects older adults too, popping up for the first time after the age of 25. 25% of women and 12% of men in their 40s have acne. What do you do about it? Well, this study says that the more omega-3 fatty acids you get, that is DHA and EPA, the better. This was a randomized controlled trial where they took DHA and EPA for, I think it is 16 weeks. And what they find? They found a dramatic, if you will, 70% decrease in acne in these relatively older or middle-aged people. How do you get the omega-3 and DHA? Well, yes, you can get DHA, 800 milligrams and 400 milligrams of EPA in a supplement, or of course you can get it in walnuts, chia seeds, wild salmon, and ocean trout. They're loaded with it. For example, sockeye salmon is 2,700 milligrams in 3 ounces. Since it's water soluble, you'd only have to have 2 portions a week to get your total amount that you need. And that is a Roizen rule for a younger you story of the week, because it also decreases dementia. It also decreases heart disease, cancer, stroke, and who knew, acne as well. Another one of the top stories this week is on the, I guess you'd call it the miscompounding of GLP-1 drugs. That's right. The GLP-1s, Ozempic, Wegovia, Mounjaro, Zepbound, are in short supply, allowing them to be compounded legally in the United States. But the CDC is warning that they may not be safe and may have created drugs that have some sabotage with them. We haven't heard of serious sabotage with them, meaning no fentanyl with them, but there is sabotage with them, the CDC warns about. The CDC also warns us that every July at the end, there's a typical surge, just like there is in end of January, February, a surge of COVID-19. This year is no different. There is a increase in hospitalizations and deaths. What do we know about it? Well, it's over 1,000 people are dying every week from Ozempic, up from 500 a week, still a huge number, 500 a week just a month ago. So take precautions. If someone you know is sneezing, having problems with smells and tastes, talks about an upper respiratory infection, make sure they get tested or just avoid them. Now, that's tough to say, but I think that's probably the best thing, because remember, 1,000 people are dying a week from that. That's especially true. Avoid them if you're over the age of 65 or have a chronic disease. Those are our top stories of the week and our key stories of the week. What do we mean? The most important thing, keep doing physical activity, keep getting your omega-3, and keep taking precautions against COVID-19. And while you're at it, fill your salt shaker at home with potassium salt and try to avoid those processed foods, especially pizza and nuggets and bread. Those are all very high. Frankfurters, all of those processed foods are really high in salt. And salt not only increases your blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, cancer, dementia, but also increases your risk of atopic dermatitis. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. We're brought to you, as usual, by LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue, as well as Longevity Playbook, which sends out that great email every week with the latest news in longevity and what it means to you and how you can use it, plus a fun cartoon every week. Thanks again. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen.